Illinois schools are primarily funded by local property taxes, which means that there's a big disparity in how much money is spent on a student depending on her zip code. The state gives money to wealthy and poor districts alike. Senate Democrats are advancing a measure that would instead divvy up state funding based mostly on a school's need. The legislation is widely backed by education advocates, including the State Board of Education. But board spokesman Matt Vanover says it'll be a while, likely mid-May, before the board can determine how that new formula would actually work.
You're essentially creating a funding formula from scratch.
The wait could hurt the effort. Legislators won't be apt to vote for a proposal without first knowing how it would affect districts they represent. Or it could help, leaving less time for schools that would lose state funding to actively protest it. I'm Amanda Vinicky.